warm now. Tripod thawed out. I'm recording now.
Check 1-2, check 1-2. Check 1-2, check 1-2. Perfect streaming, all right. All right, hello everyone. Welcome to the NIHL Game of the Week. In this week's game, we are in the Centennial Ice Arena in Wilmette, Illinois. Where tonight, the Falcons 2 team will take on Wilmette 2. And we are underway here in the Centennial Ice Arena. And we have a breakaway coming out here. Hayward has it for the Hollerin, I should say, for the Falcons, and then he has the puck taken away. Now Meade has it for Wilmette, carries it inside the zone, tries a centering pass that was picked off now by the Falcons, and they're going to enter into the zone. Jensen had the puck knocked off a stick by Nelson, and then Zweig dumps the puck forward inside the Falcon zone. Falcons look to set up. Nelson dumps it back into the Falcon zone. Nelson stealing the puck left and right here so far in the early going. Now he dumps it back inside the Falcons zone. The Falcons will retreat. Puck goes on net. Now it goes into the near corner. Falcons are looking to exit the zone, but the Braves are doing a good job of keeping the puck inside. Puck thrown on net and score! From the left point. That's Peter Nelson. Right place, right time. Throws that puck on net. And puts it by for the goal. So Nelson with the goal. And that'll put the Braves up 1-0 here in the early going. All right, now Braves have the puck inside the Falcons zone again. Falcons looking to clear, throw it out to the neutral zone, and Zebel will throw it, look to throw it back in, but then we have an offsides call against the Braves. And so the puck will come outside the zone. We'll have a faceoff along the near boards here. 1-0 Braves. With 11:25 to play in the first period. All right, the puck is carried inside the Braves zone, but we're going to get an offsides call as the Falcons were in. Falcon player was in just before the puck. So now the faceoff will come outside the Wilmette zone along the near boards. And the faceoff puck is loose. Falcons knock it into the zone. Zebel chasing after it for the Braves. Throws it up to Albright, and Albright chips it out to center. Falcons take the puck at center ice, and Albright steals it back. Falcons dump it back inside the Braves zone into the far corner, and Scruton is chasing after it for the Falcons. Now coming in for support, there is number 15, that's Hannah. And now 17 digging it out for, that's Blunk taking it out for the Braves. Tries a centering pass, and that was intercepted by Brasburnick. And now the puck comes out. Falcons looking to get it outside of their zone. Get it out to center ice. Zebel retreats back into his own zone. Throws it up along the near boards. And knocked back inside the Braves zone. Zebel has it again. Gets it out to number 50, Sampson. Oh, and he's bumped off the puck on a nice check there by number 12, Kuchman. Now the Falcons go the other way. Jasper near circle, looking for a centering attempt into the slot. And Zweig knocks that puck into the near corner. And now he'll pick up the puck behind his own net, flip it along the far boards. Kept in by the Falcons, however. Buck long, far point shot towards the net. It's sticked into the near corner. Falcons looking to put on some pressure here. They do. Near point shot. Oakman's shot goes wide of the net. Now another shot flying over the crossbar and into the netting, and that's going to be a faceoff. Looks like the draw will come outside the zone. So the shot by the Falcons was not deflected. Went up into the netting, and the faceoff will come outside the zone in front of the Braves bench. 1-0 Braves here in the early going on the strength of that goal from Nelson. Peter Nelson. Faceoff won by the Braves. Meade looks to dump it inside the Falcons zone, and he's able to. He pushes it forward. Meade chasing after it. Now the Falcons gain possession at center ice, looking to skate it in. They do. On the far boards, centering attempt. It goes near into the near corner, chip behind the net where Nelson will pick it up for the Braves. And gets it up forward to Meade. Meade has the puck stolen away by the Falcons' Jensen. Then Nelson throws it back out to center ice. Meade picks up the loose puck at center ice, gets around a defender, near circle shot, and that's initially the shot was saved, but then it bounced underneath the pads for the goal. And Meade getting the second goal here. Christopher Meade for the Braves. 2-0 Braves here with 9:03 to play in period number one. All right, face off. Falcons look to gain possession inside their own zone. Zekman loses the puck, and dumping it back in into the zone is Sullivan. Johnny Sullivan for the Braves. Throw it along the boards. Falcons look to carry it out. Get it out to center ice. Taken by Zebel. Zebel has it, throws it to the far boards. Now he's going to carry it inside the zone, and we have a pile up at the blue line. Falcons will look to get the puck outside the zone, unable to. Shot towards the net. Rebounds loose. And now they'll go into the far corner. There's a four-man battle. Puck still loose along the board. Sullivan has it. Sullivan battling along with three other players. Oh, we have a good scrum going on. Now Sullivan will drop back to the far point. Puck is deflected, knocked outside of the zone. Zebel has it. Tries to shovel it back inside the zone. The Falcons intercept it. And Sullivan comes back to take possession, gets it back to Zebel. Out to center ice. Puck deflected. Now back inside the Braves zone. Oh, and a big check there. Check on Scruton by Sullivan to knock Scruton off the puck. Braves take possession. Sullivan feeding it over to Graves. Graves along the near boards. Oh, gets around a defender. Near circle shot. And that goes behind the net. Picked up by the Falcons. Out to center ice. Puck is loose along the near boards. And the puck is chipped inside the zone by Haggerty of the Falcons. And now puck is in the slot area. Taken away. Albrighton has it for the Braves. Feeding it ahead to number six, Graves. Graves carrying the puck inside the zone. Trying to feed Albrighton. The puck is loose in the slot. Graves had a shot at it. Then it went behind the net. Now shot from the near point. That's saved. Rebound loose. Falcons looking to clear. Now they're going to carry it forward. Center ice. Oh, and that puck was stolen away by Sampson. It's coming in all alone. Shot from the near circle. Goes over the shoulder. And along the far boards and pops out to center ice where Albrighton will take it for the Braves. Now Bergdorf. Bergdorf. Chipped out to center ice. Falcons look to set up here. Howard has it. Brings it inside the zone near circle. Fires a shot on net. And a glove save made. And holding on was number 38, Stephen Kalk. So Kalk makes the save. And we'll have a face-off to the left of Kalk. inside the Braves zone. Braves win the draw. Puck comes loose to the Falcons, but now Meade intercepts. Oh, he was trying to make a feed, and that was intercepted at the last minute. Nice defensive play there by the Falcons to interrupt what probably would have been a breakaway scoring opportunity. Omkin throws the puck towards the net. Nelson deflects it into the near corner for the Braves. Puck loose in the slot. Braves take possession, carrying it forward, number 18. That's Romai, Nathan Romai. Now a man goes down in the far corner. Falcons carrying the puck outside the zone. Coming in with a head of steam is Howard. Howard shooting it from the far circle and a glove save made by Kalk. And Kalk will hold on. Good shot there by Howard from the far circle. A good save by Kalk. Stephen Kalk holding on, preserving the 2-0 lead for the Braves with 5:35 to play in period number one. Braves win, or Falcons win the draw. Shot from the point was deflected into the near corner. And now Sullivan will take possession. He fanned on it. Puck is loose. Up in the air. Kalk has lost his stick. And now his defenseman Zebel gives him his stick to hold on in the interim. Good play there by Zebel, recognizing his goalie was without a stick. And now the Falcons putting on pressure here. They're trying to get a shot on goal, obviously with Kalk having the regular stick in his hands, and a good defensive play by Sullivan to get that puck out of danger, out to center ice. Now here comes Graves. Graves has it. Feeds Sullivan. Sullivan, oh, knocked down in the far circle. On a great defensive play there by number 55, Fishman, I believe, is the one who knocked Sullivan off the puck. Now Jensen trying to get the puck back for the Falcons, overskates it. Now Halloran trying to come in and intercept the pass. He's able to do enough to bump his man off the puck. Now Berghoff will take possession inside his own zone, near circle, flips it out to center ice. And that's number 17 chipping it. That is Blunk. Cameron Blunk. Now Graves has it inside his own zone. Feeding it up to 64 is Brown. That's Drew Brown. And now Albright shooting from the far circle. That puck did not get through. Knocked down by a defender's pad. Then goes into the far corner inside the Falcons zone where a four-player battle ensues. Oh, players falling down like dominoes here. Puck is loose. Oh, it goes right around the far post into the far corner. Another scoring opportunity for the Braves, but that puck rolled by the far post. And now the puck rolls on net. We're going to have a faceoff inside the Falcons zone. Good pressure there by the Braves. The goaltender Justin Kishner is Kistner is able to hang on for the faceoff. Faceoff to the left of Kistner inside the Falcons zone. Falcons look to clear it out, unable to. Out to the blue line, now it's poked away. And skating back with it is number 58. That will be Nicholas Melnick for the Braves. Puck loose. Oh, good shot there by Zuckman. And a shot and a save made by Kalk along the near post. Now the puck brought forward. Sampson has it. Oh, players collide just by the blue line. Falcons look to take possession. They carry it in. Howard had the puck stolen away, but Omkin picks it back up. Now Howard from his pants trying to make a centering pass to Omkin. Good try there. Now Howard's loose in the slot. Shot attempt was blocked by the Braves. Now here's Howard. Howard makes a shot and a save made by Kalk. And hold on. Howard loose in the near circle is able to get a shot off and a nice save by Kalk to hold on. So Stephen Kalk doing a great job here keeping his team with the two-goal lead. Hannah on the draw for the Falcons. And 87, that is Swag, Zachary Swag for the Braves. And the Braves take the draw. Meade feeding it over to number 17, Blunk, Cameron Blunk. Now Swag looks to dump it inside the Falcon zone. He's able to do that. Falcons will look to carry the puck out along the near boards. Puck stolen away, however, and now a shot attempt. Swag comes in. And that puck is lying loose to the right of goaltender Kistner. And it goes into the far corner. Falcons looking to clear. And they are able to get it out just outside into the neutral zone. Swag dumped it back in. But two Braves players were in ahead of the puck. So an offsides call. We'll have a faceoff just outside the Falcon zone along the far boards. 1:46 to play. 2-0 in favor of the Braves. Thanks for joining us on the NIHL Game of the Week here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Eric Willowite with you here. Chris Hamilton on the camera. 2-0 in favor of the Braves with a minute 36 to play in period number one. All right, puck along the far boards inside the Falcon zone. Backhanded pass, Sullivan was unable to corral the loose puck. He gets it back to the point, however. And a shot deflected. Good shot there by number seven. That's Turkenbrod, William Turkenbrod. But the puck was deflected by a skate. Now Graves fires a shot on net. And an easy save made there by Justin Kistner. Kistner holds on for the save. And we'll have a faceoff to the right of Kistner inside the Falcon zone with a minute 12 to play in period one. We've had a good back and forth play between these two teams, but the Braves able to pot in two goals here in the early part of the period. And then now the Falcons coming in. Here's Scruton with a shot. Oh, and a great save made by Koch. Scruton came in. It was a 2-on-1. He kept the puck, made the shot, and a nice save made by Stephen Koch. We'll have a faceoff to his left inside the Braves zone. Puck is loose. Falcons pick up the loose puck. Omkin fires a shot from the near point, and that goes into the far corner. Falcons keep it in, ringing it around behind the net. Here's Scruton again. Going to get the puck over to the near point. Omkin will fire the puck on net. Al Brighton deflected it. Puck is loose. It's lying loose in the slot. And Kalk is eventually able to hold on with a couple Falcon players skating in to pick up the loose change. And Kalk was able to eventually find it and cover it up for the faceoff. So we'll have another faceoff to his left. Falcons win the draw. Shot from the near point goes behind the net. Skitters out to the far boards. Puck is intercepted now. Coming in, skating with it is Blunk. Blunk has it. Centering pass. Oh, and it just went wide. Nice pass by Blunk to Sampson, but it just went wide of the net. Good offensive chance there for the Braves. 14 seconds remaining in period one. Melnick chips it ahead to Blunk. Stolen away by the Falcons. 4 seconds remaining. Now Melnick will skate the puck down the far corner, and time will run out here in period number one, where the Wilmette Braves are leading 2-0 at the end of one period of play against the Falcons' number two team. So both teams will huddle up for a couple minutes here while we got that time. Let's talk to you about the Northern Illinois Hockey League. This is the largest youth hockey league in Illinois and the second largest in the country. It is made up of 42 travel organizations, hockey organizations, and almost all the clubs are from Illinois, with a few from Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. In this 48th season of play, the Northern Illinois Hockey League numbers 340 teams across all of its playing divisions. The NIHL member organizations field Tier 2 travel teams that compete in the Squirt, Peewee, Bantam, and Midget age groups defined by USA Hockey. The league also offers all girls hockey divisions each season. The NIHL partners with the Chicago Wolves to hold the league's Wolves Cup Championship Tournament at the conclusion of each season. For more information about NIHL and its programs, please contact Bob Apter, NIHL President, at www.nihl.info. And don't forget to keep your eye on the NIHL.info website and the NIHL Facebook and Twitter accounts for upcoming weekly broadcasts of NIHL Bantam games. If you're interested in sponsorship opportunities available on the NIHL Game of the Week broadcast, please call Peter Ferrari at the Illinois Media School, 630-916-1700. Don't forget to check the SportsTownChicago.com website for free downloads of all previously broadcast games. Just click on the Northern Illinois Hockey League page and follow the instructions. All right, we're getting set to resume play here in period number two. 2-0 Wilmette. Faceoff chipped inside the Braves zone. Falcons looking to set up. Puck goes into the near corner for the Braves, and they'll chip it out to center ice. That was number six, Ian Graves, chipping it out to center ice. Now the Falcons will pick up the loose puck inside their own zone. Fishman has the puck stolen away by Zweig. Zweig fires a shot on net, and a glove save made by goaltender Justin Kistner on that steal and scoring attempt by Zweig. Faceoff now to the left of Kistner. Zweig on the draw for the Braves. And the Braves win the draw, but Kuchman knocks it outside the zone. He's going to skate after. He's got ahead of seam near circle, coming in and shooting and making a big save with Stephen Kalk on the scoring opportunity there by Kuchman, who had a head of steam taking that puck away inside the Falcons zone and going coast to coast and getting a scoring opportunity. But Stephen Kalk coming up with a great save to keep the Falcons scoreless here so far into the second period. Braves looking to get the puck outside their own zone. Sullivan feeding it over to the far boards. Number 50, that's Sampson. Puck is loose. Sampson fires a backhander on net. And it looks like, let's see, we're going to get a penalty here? No. Let's see here. All right, just an offsides call. So the faceoff goes outside the Falcons zone. Falcons take possession. They throw it out to center ice. Carrying the puck inside the zone. Firing a shot that goes wide into the far corner. Sullivan will carry it forward for the Braves. Trying to feed Graves on that pass attempt. I'm sorry, Romal. But it gets knocked back down inside the Braves zone. Sullivan has it along the far boards. Chips it inside the Falcons zone. Now it's Sullivan with Romal. Pass to Romal. Was intercepted. Nice play there defensively by number 22, Sajic, to keep it out. And then a shot hits the post. Shot hit the post from Sampson. Sampson's battling it along the far boards. Fires it on net. Oh, and it trickles through for the goal. I think it might have been partially deflected by a Falcons player. That might have been number 74. Accidentally tipped it between the legs of goaltender Justin Kistner. And into the net. And for a 3-0 lead. So goal scored there for the Braves as they take a 3-0 lead now. And let's say getting that goal was Sampson. So Carter Sampson with the goal for the Braves, 3-0. Braves trying to carry the puck in. Falcons will take possession behind their own net. Now bringing it forward into the slot. A little danger area there and covering up. That was a dangerous attempt to exit the zone right up the gut with a lot of heavy traffic. And Kistner is able to hold on after the Braves were able to steal the puck and throw the puck towards the net. 3-0 Wilmette with 10:45 to play in period number two. Puck goes to the far point. Gets deflected into the near corner. Two-man battle ensues. Now the Falcons look to come out with it. Hipple down low into the near corner inside the Brave zone. And a good defensive play there by number 12. No, I don't think that's number 12. I don't have a 12 on my roster. I'm making up numbers as I go along here, folks, apparently. So I'll try and get that corrected. All right, puck into the far corner inside the Falcon zone, looking to exit. Puck stolen away, however. Now into the slot. Graves had it momentarily. And then the Falcons, Howard skating out with it. Howard has a head of steam. Near circle, inside the zone. Shoots, tries a centering pass. And that goes across to the far boards. Falcons looking to put some pressure on. Backhanded shot gets deflected into the far corner. Now the Braves look to clear, but not out. Howard, oh, and Howard hit hard just inside the blue line in front of his own bench, but he's knocked back up on his feet. Now Jasper will take possession for the Falcons. Jasper gets it out to center ice. Falcons look to move inside the zone. And Howard, check that number seven, that's Gagerman. And we're going to have an icing call now. Faceoff will come all the way back down inside the Brave zone with 9:21 to play. And Wilmette leading 3-0. Faceoff will be to the right of goaltender Stephen Kalk for the Braves. And the Braves look to take possession. However, firing a puck in from the near point was Fishman. Now the puck goes along the near point back to Fishman. Fishman tries to throw it on net. Gagerman with a nifty tip attempt there, but it goes just wide of the net. And Fishman keeps the puck inside the Braves zone. Now skating from behind the net, far corner, circling back, looking to center it, trying to feed Gagerman. But the Braves come out with a loose puck. Now they get it out to center ice. There's a man open. Carrying the puck in now. And taken down was Meade. And we're going to get our first penalty of the game, and that'll be Fishman going to the box for tripping. With 8:32 to play in period number two, with the Braves leading 3-0. So Fishman with the takedown. And now the Braves will set up shop in the Falcon zone, looking to extend their lead. Zebel over to the far point. Far side circle shot attempt was saved. Puck comes out to the near point. Zebel fires it on net, and a glove save made in holding on is Justin Kistner. So we got a couple shots from each point. We had Trukenbrod with the far point shot, and then Zebel with the near point shot. Now Trukenbrod has it in the slot, fires it on net, initially saved, and then Sullivan picks up the rebound for the score. So winning the draw was key there, and that's exactly what happened. Sullivan wins the draw. Goes to Zebel. Zebel fires it over to Trukenbrod. And he fires the shot. Initial save made by Kistner, but Sullivan was there to pick up the rebound. And now it's a 4-0 lead on the strength of that power play goal by the Braves and Sullivan. Johnny Sullivan with the goal. All right, Falcons looking to get on the board here. Howard skating inside the zone. Check that, that's number 91, that's Zachman. And the puck comes out to center ice. Omkin will throw it ahead. And number four firing a shot there, that's Jensen. Jensen fires it on net. Initial save made by Kalk. And then it dropped, and then he picks up the loose change. And we'll have a face-off to the left of Stephen Calk, with the Braves leading 4-0 with 7:35 to play in period number two. You're watching NIHL Hockey on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Thank you so much for joining us for our weekly NIHL game, or NIHL Game of the Week. Puck inside the Braves zone. Braves looking to clear. Out to center ice, and they get it inside the Falcons zone. That was touched, so no icing here. And we're going to get penalty here on Albrighton. High stick against Albrighton on Fishman. So Albrighton will take a seat, and this will be a much-needed power play attempt for the Falcons. As they need to get on the board here. So the faceoff will come outside the Falcon zone, just along the near boards. Hollerin wins the draw, gets it to Jasper for the Falcons. Back to Jasper in the near corner. And he's going to be pressured by Sampson. Knocked off the puck. Good play by Sampson. Centering attempt. Comes out to the near point. And that shot goes into the far corner, where the Falcons will look to pick up the puck. Now Scrutinel has it on the near boards, near circle. Stops. Gets it back over to the near point where the puck was stolen. Comes loose, and the Braves are able to clear it on net. That puck is stopped. Fed to Jasper along the near boards. Jasper gets it out to center ice. Here come the Falcons looking to set up. Inside the zone, Howard. Howard has it in the far corner. Circling back, trying to get it to the far point. That puck was stolen away. Centering attempt. Here comes the breakaway attempt. Firing a shot and scoring! Number 17, Cameron Blunk, on the nice feed, centering pass to break him away. And Blunk's able to put that into the net for the goal. Cameron Blunk with the goal now, and that extends the Braves lead to 5-0. Still a minute three left on the power play for the Falcons. They desperately need to generate a goal here. Puck kept in into the far board, near boards inside the Braves zone, but the Braves eventually able to clear, and it'll go behind the net. Picked up along the near boards by Kuchman. Kuchman centers it, cross ice pass. Fed inside the zone. Centering attempt back to Kuchman. Went behind him, and he'll pick up the puck along the near boards. Now circling into the slot area. Back over to the far circle. Gets it to the far point. Shot flipped on net. And the save made by Stephen Calk on the shot attempt there by Braspinick. That is probably the most difficult name spelling I've had all season, but it's Braspinick's, because there is a pronunciation guide right next to it, so it would probably help if I pay attention to that. All right. Face off with 14 seconds remaining on the power play for the Falcons. It'll be to the left of goaltender Calk. Braves win the draw, and they throw it along the near boards. Kept in, however, and shot fired towards the net, but it was intercepted by the Braves and thrown all the way down inside the Falcon zone. That'll kill the penalty, the remaining time on the penalty. Both teams back at full strength. The linesman took a dump here in front of us. Well, I should say he fell down. Check that, he seems to be okay. And a shot flipped on net, and the save made by goaltender Kistner. Kistner holds on as I think our official there is kind of shaking off the cobwebs there. He fell down pretty hard along the near board, so hopefully he's okay. And Sullivan with the shot off the draw. And that will stick the side into the far corner and along the far boards. Braves will take possession back. Chip it back inside the Falcon zone. Fishman will skate after it. And Roma will throw a check into him. Now here's Bach. Bach flips it out along the near boards. Jensen takes it inside the Braves zone. Gets around one defender. No call there. Saying incidental contact. Fishman gets around a defender, Romal. Then two Braves players collapse on him and the puck's taken away, but Bach flips it back outside the zone. Now deflected back inside the zone by Sampson. And Bach will take possession. And he loses it. And Sampson will pick up the loose puck back. Rubbed off the play, however, by a couple Falcon defenders. Now Halloran has Sullivan takes it. Centering attempt, shot right on net, and the save made. Sullivan passing to Romal. But Kistner is able to come up with the save and hold on. On a juicy scoring opportunity there for the Braves. 5-0 Wilmette with 4:05 to play in period number two. You're watching the NIHL Game of the Week from the Centennial Ice Arena here in Wilmette, Illinois on sportstownchicago.com. Powered by the Illinois Media School. Faceoff won by the Braves. Attempt to get the pass into the slot area was intercepted by the Falcons. Now Omkin trying to get the puck outside the zone. And the Falcons are able to do so. Skating for it now for the Braves, number 66, that's Meade, Christopher Meade, gets it up along the far boards. Now the puck comes out to center ice. Clarkson will take it for the Falcons. Clarkson rubbed off the puck, but carried it in offsides just before that happened. And so we're going to have a faceoff outside the Braves zone in front of the Falcons bench with the Braves leading 5-0, 3:28 to play. Period two. Falcons win the draw. And dumping the puck in, number 22, that's Sajak. Sajak. Puck comes loose, center ice. Graves chasing after it for the Braves along the far boards. Gets there first. Makes a nice move to get around a defender. Gets it over to the far near point, Trukenblad. Now it comes back down to Graves in the near corner. Had the puck stolen away, however. Now Graves. Zweig looks to get it back. Then Graves. And firing the shot. Chukenbrod goes behind the net to the far boards. Far point shot gets deflected up into the netting. And we'll have a faceoff. Let's see if it's in or outside the zone. Looks like it's going to stay inside the zone. And it is. So that was deflected by a Falcons player. Faceoff will be to the right of goaltender Justin Kistner. 2:39 to play. 5-0 Wilmette. Halloran will take possession of the puck, flip it along the far boards. Now Halloran will skate out with it. He has a winger along the left, Haggerty. Haggerty trying to get the puck back over to Halloran. Now it's loose in the slot. And firing a shot, making the save. Good shot attempt there. I believe that was number 91, Jake Zachman with the shot. Zachman on the draw. Falcons intercept the loose puck. Centering attempt loose. Now Zachman centers it back inside the slot area. Puck is loose. Flailing away at it. Comes out to the near point. Escapes outside of the zone where Fishman will take it. Try to cross ice pass. He fanned on it. Now Fishman will try and get it again. Stolen away. Albright. Now Haggerty comes back inside the zone. Now centering attempt back over to Zachman. Zachman has it. Far circle. Fires the shot off the glove of goaltender Kalk. And it goes into the near corner. Now skating with it is number 12, Kuchman. Intercepted by the Braves. That's going to go towards the net. And the puck is loose. Fishman loses the puck. And a good scoring attempt there by Cameron Blanc. Take the puck away. But the puck gets knocked outside of the zone. And now number 64, that's Brown for the Braves. Looks to get the puck outside the zone. He does. Sampson has it. Trying to skate down the slot. Bumped off the play nicely there by Howard, but Howard is hurt. He made a nice defensive play to bump the player off the puck. But now he kind of took the brunt of that. He is down on the ice. He's not moving. He's moving a little bit there. He definitely was reaching to his head area after the hit. And hopefully he's all right. The staff is out taking a look at him for the moment. Now Howard getting back on his skates, or attempting to. And he's up on his feet. So Howard with a good defensive play, shaking out the cobwebs there. Kind of got his bell rung there. A much bigger player, I believe that was Sullivan, who's looking for the scoring opportunity. And Howard did a good job of knocking the player off the puck, but in doing so, he kind of took the brunt of the hit, so he'll skate to the bench. With a minute one to play in period two, 5-0 in favor of Wilmette. Sullivan out the draw for the Braves inside the Falcons zone. Falcons look to take possession behind the net. Puck flies on top of the net, and we'll have a faceoff. Inside the Falcon zone again with 54 seconds remaining. This time the Braves win the draw. Nelson fires a shot from the far point. That goes into the near corner. And that gets chipped out. Rock has it. He's got Hanna with him. Rock feeding it over to Hanna. Hanna fanned on the shot. Flipped it into the slot area. Now it goes into the near corner where the Braves look to break out, and they do. Now knocked off the puck was Romal, but Sullivan picks it back up. Sullivan, cross-ice pass into the slot, firing a shot. Was Meade. Meade fired a shot from the slot, and that was a nice save made by Kistner to get it out of harm's way. Now the Braves carry the puck back inside the zone. Sullivan was trying to feed Romal. Now the puck goes into the far corner where Graves will chase after it for the Braves. And now Omkin has it for the Falcons in the far corner. Slaps it out. Intercepted by the Braves, however, Sullivan. Sullivan slaps it into the far corner again. And time expires here in period number two, where the Wilmette Braves were able to put on three more goals in this period to make it a 5-0 game. So your goal score is so far: Blanc, Nelson, Sampson, Meade, and Sullivan for the Braves. And the Falcons at this point are scoreless, trailing 5-0 after two periods of play. The NIHL season began in September and will run through February 11, 2017. All the NIHL teams have been placed in their divisions for regular season play. They have been grouped with other teams that will offer challenging competitive games and with whom they will compete for a spot in the NIHL Wolves Cup tournament. And speaking of those Chicago Wolves, don't forget, the Chicago Wolves have upcoming home games, so hockey fans, pay attention. Sunday, December 11th, the Wolves will be hosting the Grand Rapids Griffins at 4 p.m. It's Little Debbie Sunday, Toys for Tots Drive, and there's also post-game autographs presented by Little Debbie. On Thursday, December 15th, The Wolves will also be hosting Grand Rapids, and the promotion is School Day. Then on Saturday, December 17th at 7 p.m., the Wolves will be taking on the Cleveland Monsters, who won the AHL title last year. It's Epilepsy Awareness Night, presented by Heidenhain. And there's T-shirt giveaway to the first 2,500 fans, courtesy of Heidenhain. There's also Toys for Tots Drive, Skates Mates All-Star Kids Club Night, and post-game skate. So don't miss all the live AHL action. For tickets or any youth hockey info you need, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. All right, play resumes here at the Centennial Ice Arena in Wilmette, Illinois, where the Wilmette Braves are leading 5-0 over the Falcons team, number two. The Falcons going left to right this period in their black jerseys, and the Braves going right to left in their home white with blue pants. Falcons carry the puck inside the zone, but the Braves intercept, keeping it into the zone, however, on the far boards were the Falcons. And now the Braves look to steal. And they do. Graves take possession of the puck. Tried to flip it in, and he was able to get a man. 17. That is Blunk. Blunk fires a shot that goes into the far corner, or near corner. And a man taken down there and a heavy hit by the Falcons. Now the puck flipped towards the net. Knocked down by number 55. That was Fishman for the Falcons. They look to get the puck outside the zone. 87, Swag, who had that hard hit, is just able to get to his feet just recently now. And then there was another hit along the near boards, and there's going to be a penalty, I believe, against the Falcons. And let's see who's it against. That looks like a roughing call. It's number two, John Zebel. So a power play here now for the Falcons, trailing 5-0. Falcons win the draw, shot on net, and that's sticked into the far corner by Call. Falcons feeding it into the slot. Puck was stolen away, however, by Albrighton, and Albrighton clears. Press. Benix going after the puck, stolen away by the Braves, however, along the near boards. Now the Falcons will take possession and carry it in. Here's Scruton. Scruton near circle. Fires a shot on net, deflected to the far boards, but kept in the zone by number 12, Kuchman. Kuchman, centering attempt, comes to the near point, and the shot was deflected. Now Kuchman has it along the near boards, gets it to the far point. Far point shot, fired on net over the head of goaltender Kalk. Comes out loose in the slot. Mead will take possession for the Braves, and he'll flip it inside the Falcons zone, and it'll go off for a change. 55 seconds remaining on the power play for the Falcons. 10-12 to play in period number three. 5-0 Wilmette. Here's Sullivan with the puck for the Braves. Tried to get it out to center ice. Falcons look to take possession. They do. Haggerty dropping it down to the far boards. Puck is loose. And carrying it in. Kept following the puck and doing a good job of it. Showing a lot of perseverance there was number 7, Gagerman. And he was eventually rewarded with a shot on net opportunity and a nice save made there by Culp. Sampson looked to carry the puck outside the zone. Ulfkin stole it away. Far corner centering attempt got deflected off the skate of a Braves defender. And now Jasper has to retreat inside his own zone, feed it up the center ice. Puck loose. Braves take possession at center ice. There's Sullivan dropping it back to Sampson. Now carrying the puck inside the zone and knocking players over like a bowling pin. Was Romal, Nathan Romal. Now the Falcons will dump it back inside the Braves zone. Power play has expired. Both teams at full strength. Nelson has it for the Braves. Near point shot attempt. Hanna picks up a rebound. And a nice save again made by Kulk to keep the Falcons scoreless. So he's been effective when called upon there, as the Falcons have had their chances. But Kulk standing tall in net so far. Now the puck comes loose to center ice. Sullivan flips it over to Nelson. Nelson flips it inside to Sampson. Sampson gets around a defender. Near circle shot fired wide. Goes along to the far boards where it's kept in by number 7, Turkenbrod. And let's see here. Now we're going to get an elbow call. Elbow call against the Braves, I believe. And it was Turkenbrod going to the box. This will be another power play opportunity for the Falcons with 8:11 to play in period 3, trailing 5-0. Faceoff will be in front of the Falcons bench along the far boards. Braves win the faceoff. Brown will dump it inside the zone. And the Falcons will look to set up. Chipped out to center ice. And that's Berghoff will throw it back inside the Falcons zone, where it's going to be picked up by Halloran. Halloran behind his own net. Skates up along the far boards. Over the blue line. Over center ice. Now inside the Braves zone. Halloran keeping the puck going behind the net. Oh, he loses the puck. Looks to center. Centering attempt to Zekman. And the shot attempt was steered to the corner. Zekman thought he was being held there. And now the Falcons will look to set up again, bringing the puck up the slot. Center ice pushed ahead to the far boards and carried inside the zone. There's a man coming. It's Zekman again, loose in the slot. Now Zekman will take the puck, but he loses it, and it goes on to the far point where Fishman will fire it towards the net. And making a good job to get into the shooting lane was Berghoff. However, Bach picks up the loose puck, tried to shoot it between the legs of Brown. Brown was able to close him in time and deflect it to the far boards. All right, here's Bach with the puck in the near corner. Looking to center, he's got a man open temporarily. Scruton, and that puck bounced over his stick. And the Braves clear. That was Blunk clearing the puck down. And now Brespenix will take the puck for the Falcons. Chip it out to center ice where Nelson intercepts it. Throws the puck inside his own man, Graves. And then the Falcons look to carry it in. They do. Shot fired on net. Made. Save made by Kulk. Puck is loose. Near circle. Here's Kuchman has it. Trying to feed Scruton. And Nelson made a good play intercepting it. Now good play getting around a couple Falcon players, and then eventually able to get the puck out of harm's way. Penalty is over for the Braves. Both teams back to full strength with 5:59 to play in period 3, and Wilmette leading 5-0. And now we are going to have an interference call. I believe this call will go against the Falcons, if I'm not mistaken. And I am mistaken because it's against the Braves. Sampson going to the box for interference. Power play time for the Falcons. As Nelson will throw the puck back inside the Falcons zone, and skating after it will be number 17, Jasper, for the Falcons. Flips it to the near boards. Braves intercept the puck, Mead. Now Kuchman has it for the Falcons. Skated up over his own blue line, around center ice, carrying it inside the Braves zone. Dropping it back to Scruton. Scruton fires a shot on net. He had a wide open Zekman, but elected to shoot there. And Kulk made the save and holds on. So good scoring opportunity there for the Falcons, although maybe one extra pass might have been in order there. Feet Zekman, although never a bad idea to throw the puck on net. All right, face off to the right of Kulk. And the puck gets chipped outside the zone all the way down into the Falcons zone. Falcons will have to look to set up. Sullivan did a good job to get there first, but the Falcons look to take possession. Now Sullivan chipped the puck over to Mead. Now the puck comes out to Turkenrod. Turkenbrot will fire it back inside the Falcon zone. It'll go along the far boards. And taking the puck now will be 17, Jasper. Jasper throws it to the near boards. Braves intercept. Puck comes out the center ice, however. And Turkenbrot pulling a forearm, knocking a couple players over in Hannah and Clarkson. And now the Falcons will skate the puck inside the zone into the near corner. Oh, and Turkenbrot's going to go to the box. He kind of saw that coming because the Falcons got tired of getting pushed around. And he was checked into the boards, and then he responded by punching a player in the back of the head. And Turkenbrot's going to go to the box. So play getting a little chippy here with the score 5-0, 3:43 to play. And we're going to have a power play here for the Falcons. 3:42 to play. Braves take the draw. They win the faceoff. Howard looks to keep it in, but the Braves are able to knock it down inside the Falcon zone. Braves doing a good job keeping the Falcons hemmed inside their own zone, at least early on in this power play. And they throw it back inside the zone again. Now center ice. Howard has it. Gets around a defender. Carries it over the blue line. Sticks around another defender. Trying to go coast to coast here. And the Braves are eventually able to steal that puck away, and they clear. Halloran will chase after it. So a little too much individual effort there probably by Howard, showing off his stick handling ability, but there are other players on the ice who maybe could have had a shot at the puck there for his team. Learning opportunity for Howard. Here's Zebel, has it for the Braves. Behind his own net, gets around a defender. Carrying it along the far boards, flips it out the center ice. And the Falcons will look to take possession and regroup. Haggerty loses the puck. And Brespenix will throw it up, and the puck will get deflected to the near corner inside the Falcon zone with 33 seconds remaining on the power play. Howard loses the puck along the near board. Sampson. Throwing it outside the zone was number 63, Berghoff. But the Falcons look to carry it over Clarkson, but Clarkson checked that number 22. That was Sajak slipped as he carried the puck over the blue line, then the puck got knocked out. 4 seconds remaining on the power play for the Falcons. Carrying the puck inside the zone. Firing a hard shot was Kuchman. That went wide into the far corner. Good shot there by Kuchman, but just went wide. Now Sampson will take the puck, but it's taken back. Puck loose in the slot. Sampson looks to clear. He gets hammered into the boards on a heavy check there by Kuchman, throwing his weight around. Now Brown with a check along the far boards. Man down there. Now this play is, game is getting very chippy here. With a man down on the ice and players pushing and shoving, and that's not a situation you want to have where you got a player in a vulnerable position. You need to back off. That was number 91, I believe. That was Zachman, who was down on the ice along the far boards. All right, faceoff, 30 seconds remaining, 5-0 Braves. Albrighton will take the puck for the Braves, but Hannah will deflect it back inside the zone. Then Albrighton and Hannah battling it along the behind the net, and a check there by the Falcons. They're looking to score here. 9 seconds remaining. Braves, however, take possession of the puck. Puck loose at center ice. Brown. Now Graves has it for the Braves. And the horn sounds, signifying the end of this game. The Wilmette Braves win 5-0 over the Falcons team. No goals scored here in period number three. Lots of heavy hitting and some rough play here in period number three, however. So not sure that's not the thing that both coaches want to see, as there was some frustration bubbling up on both sides there. So it's something that they'll want to curtail. So Wilmette Braves leading, winning this game 5-0 over the Falcons. And there were five different goal scorers for the Braves in this game again. You had Blunk, Nelson, Sampson, Meade, and Sullivan were your goal scorers for Wilmette. And pitching the shutout was number 38, Stephen Kalk, with the shutout for the Braves. So this has been your NIHL Game of the Week here on SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. For Chris Hamilton on camera, this is Eric Willowite saying so long, and we will see you next Thursday from the Glacier Ice Center in Vernon Hills for our next NIHL Game of the Week. So long, everybody.